Good morning, and you are listening to Mornings with Ken, and I am in my mobile studio on the road this morning, but I had a few quick random thoughts of the day, random thoughts for your morning drive to work. Mike Bickle from the International House of Prayer, not to be confused with IHOP, which makes better pancakes than the International House of Prayer. I wonder which one I'd rather attend. IHOP of Kansas City or IHOP, the restaurant where they make great pancakes. No, I didn't mean that. I'm sorry. Mike Bickle of the International House of Prayer, Kansas City. If you don't know him, he is a pastor and a self-proclaimed prophet and leader of the International House of Prayer movement, which was a prayer movement I believe he started in the 90s. And he wanted to have 24 hours of prayer, a place of 24 hours of prayer, which is a noble idea, a very noble idea, to have a church or a gathering place where there is constant prayer, 24 hours, 7 days a week of constant prayer. And his idea was he would have different people take different shifts. And, everybody was welcome. So you'd have different shifts, and you'd have a leader there, and there'd be some worship, and there would be prayer. And you pray 24 hours or 24/7, and whatever shift was available to you, you come in and pray, stay as long as you wanted to, and then leave. And so a great, noble idea. But also they started, they got into, I believe, the apostolic movement and prophets and just some different charismatic things. And I'm not picking on my charismatic brothers and sisters, although John MacArthur would, but Mike Bickle. Well, recently Mike Bickle got in trouble, dating back quite a few years, with some inappropriate things happening in his church with some of the women in his church. So allegedly, let me say that, allegedly. And I've read some stuff online. Listen to some podcast about it. I'm not really going to comment on any allegations. That's not for me to say. I have very limited information from, news or, social media. And, so I'm not going to comment on any of the allegations. And, I pray for everybody's spiritual health, concerning that issue. But my point here today is Mike Bickle, International House of Prayer, a global organization, apostolic, and my question is, why do we as some believers and followers of Christ, why do we chase after movements? Why do we chase after the latest and greatest movement in the Christian realm? And it's not just a 20th century thing. I mean, this goes back for decades, first century, fourth century, fourth century, fifth century. It just goes back forever in different ways. But the latest and greatest. So we, you know, many people had to get involved because, hey, there's this, 24-hour prayer thing, which is good. But, hey, they might prophesy over you that, you might hear from the Lord. You might be touched. When is the word, when is scripture just enough? When is scripture just enough? Just scripture. The reading of the Holy Word. And I understand prayer and worship and the reading of the Word, they all go together. But sometimes we chase after one thing, the latest and the greatest movement. I don't know if we want a spiritual high or what we're looking for. And sometimes I think, we totally miss God. We totally miss God because we're looking for the latest and greatest movement. How about moving those pages in your Bible, How about licking the tip of your finger and swiping over the latest page on your Bible? Moving those pages. You're looking for a movement? Move some of those pages in your Bible. Let that be the greatest thing you're seeking after, is the Word of God. Include prayer, include worship, and include the Word of God. Those three things go together. And, it's just not Mike Bickle in the International House of Prayer. There is the whole apostolic movement. Someone said recently, he's like, when is just being a pastor enough? Now it's not, especially in some branches of Christian faith, we went from having a shepherd, a pastor, to deacons, and I mean elders, and bishops, and cardinals, and the Pope, all wearing all kind of funny hats. It's not good enough just to be a pastor. No, you got to be a prophet. No, just be a follower of Christ and quit chasing after titles or movements. Just love God and love others. Even if you're not one that chases after charismatic movements, and I'm a friend to the charismatics, believe me. I'm a friend to the charismatics. I'm not a sensationist. Just because there's not enough scripture to prove it. Now, if you want to show me the scriptures, I'd gladly take your point of view. I'm not committed. Hey, I'm not married to, continuous. But just because there's not enough scripture, there really isn't. But at any rate, chase after the Word of God. I don't know where I was going with that. But chase after the Word of God. Even in our local churches that are non-charismatic, we don't need the latest and greatest pastor who has, the greatest means of transcribing the Word of God or preaching the Word of God. We need good preachers, but we don't need the latest and greatest and hottest and coolest and hippest pastor, And we don't need water slides in the church. And we don't need roller coasters. We don't need the ladies dangling from ropes up from the high in the ceiling. And all that stuff's been real stuff in the church. Why don't we just concentrate on the Word of God? That would be a great place to start, right? Could you imagine if some of the preachers from the 1700s and 1800s were alive today and walked into some of our churches? Oh my gosh. They would probably start dropping to their knees and praying and flipping tables. Imagine Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul definitely would be writing some churches some letters. Oh my goodness. Oh, we're funny people, aren't we? We are funny people. And, you know, we're all guilty. None of us are innocent. I'm just saddened. I'm saddened by the body of Christ and what we see in the body of Christ. Especially, you know, in the situation of Mike Bickle and the International House of Prayer. If you just would have kept it that, if you just would have kept it about prayer 24/7, not visions, not seeking after prophecy, not worried about positions and titles. If you just would have kept it about prayer, then you wouldn't get sidetracked. And the other, you know, perhaps the other issue of some of the allegations of abuse might not have happened. I don't know, but it's time we sweep our house and get our house clean. All right, that's all I got for today, guys. All right, I love you guys. Thanks for checking in with me. Bye-bye now.
Moving closer. Moving closer to the. Moving closer to the middle of the frame. Who's gonna change shit? Who's the eye on the pyramid on the back?
box. The cash cow's planning a coup.